Beware of Satan's devices, March 23. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Satan's plans and devices are soliciting us on every hand. We should ever remember that he comes to us in disguise, covering his motives and the character of his temptations. He comes in garments of light, clad apparently in pure angel robes, that we may not discern that it is he. We need to use great caution, to closely investigate his devices, lest we be deceived. Satan has his evil angels around us, and though they cannot read men's thoughts, they closely watch their words and actions. Satan takes advantage of the weaknesses and defects of character that are thus revealed, and presses his temptations where there is the least power of resistance. He makes evil suggestions, and inspires worldly thoughts, knowing that he can thus bring the soul into condemnation and bondage. To those who are selfish, worldly, avaricious, proud, fault-finding, or given to detraction, to all who are cherishing errors and defects of character, Satan presents the indulgence of self, and leads the soul off upon a track that the Bible condemns. For every class of temptations there is a remedy. We are not left to ourselves to fight the battle against self and our sinful natures and our own finite strength. Jesus is a mighty helper, a never-failing support. None need fail or become discouraged, when such ample provision has been made for us. The mind must be restrained, and not allowed to wander. It should be trained to dwell upon the Scriptures, and upon noble, elevating themes. Portions of Scripture, even whole chapters, may be committed to memory, to be repeated when Satan comes in with his temptations. The 58th chapter of Isaiah is a profitable one for this purpose. While the soul in with the restrictions and instructions given by inspiration of the Spirit of God. When Satan would lead the mind to dwell upon earthly and sensual things, he is most effectually resisted with it is written.